Do it. So what we're doing for the Game Show Month is the topic of the game is the topic of the lesson. Kind of easy to remember that way. So obviously we're talking about money today. Not to be confused with the tithing lesson that we had about a month and a half ago. I did want to recap that though, just real quick, because when we did tithing, we discussed the importance of giving 10% to God, even if you don't have a job. You know, if you're given a gift, give 10% of that to God. Also, if you don't have much money, that's a way to show God that you really trust Him and you're really, you know, following Him by doing that, by giving 10%. And then ultimately, we end up sponsoring Makoba through it. So that was kind of a recap of tithing. Today is more about the money itself. And to start, I want you to raise your hand if you've heard of this verse before. Money is the root of all kinds of evil. You've heard it?
I've heard it from people who hate the government.
Well, that was a trick question, because that's
not a verse.
That's not a verse. Trick question.
People say it.
A lot of people think that is the verse. Money is the root of all kinds of evil. It's actually, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So I tricked you. A lot of people raise their hand for that.
Well, if there were some money, there'd be no love.
So that's basically what we're talking about, though, today, is there's a difference between enjoying money and just really having a love of money that becomes your life, basically. I don't know if anybody has an example of, maybe you've heard like a contest that people have done something outrageous for money. Any ideas, examples? Yeah.
There was this lady that was like called the Wee for a Wee or something like that. And like they had to drink a bunch of water and not pee. And she ended up dying of water intoxication.
Wow.
Yeah, because you drink much water too fast.
Yep. Man. They had to drink like a bottle of water every 15 minutes, like a whole, like a 12-ounce bottle.
Who's getting
of water.
Sued?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
it was a radio station stand.
Shoot yourself in the foot every 15 minutes.
Sometimes you hear like on the radio, they say like contest going on. Somebody is currently outside for 3 days trying to win, you know.
Yeah. Does like a limit type thing count? Because I remember like when the PS3 first came out, like 6 people died just trying to get their hands on one. Does that kind of count?
Kind of. It's, you know, you do anything for stuff and money as well.
What's that?
It used to be this show. To tell the truth. Was it?
Yeah.
Because that person was in the chair, and then all those people were there, like their family.
Did you ever think
sometimes
of leaving your wife?
Sometimes
yeah,
it's like,
she's
it was
sitting
horrible.
Right there. Honey, it's for $10,000. Yes.
It was
Yeah, sell out your loved ones.
Wait a minute.
I wanted to host that show.
No, all I wanted you to say was the word yes for each question.
Yes.
Basically, it's like, did you ever do this? Yes. Did you ever do that? Yes. It's like, they never had an answer for no. So just say yes, and like, you win more money. It's not simple. You can just lie about it.
That's why I didn't tell us, because it was a good idea.
Point is, obviously, people do some random things to get money. And again, we've said this before, having money is not a problem. Working hard for money is not a problem. But, you know, when that consumes your whole life, that's when it's a problem. What do you got?
There's also this other game that was kind of like that. You had to actually like know like things about your family members to win more money and stuff.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
We're playing that next week.
How
much families sucked at that?
I had no idea.
Anyway, moving on.
What's your favorite color?
I don't know.
Here's a good analogy. Here's a good analogy. There, a man on the street once said, "If only I had $100, I'd be happy." So this person walks up, gives him $100, and the man says, "Man, I should ask for $200."
Not happy.
That didn't really happen, but that's an analogy of how we are, because it's like no matter what we get, no matter how much we have, we're always like, "I'd be happy if I had that or that or that."
Hey, if I had $100 right now, I'd be happy.
He's waiting.
I'm waiting.
Also, here's a huge thing to understand, especially because a lot of people in high school, their family may have a lot of money, but they themselves don't. That's how it is in high school for most people. You do not have to have money to have a love for money. Because some people, they hear this verse and they're like, "Hey, I don't have money, so that's not me. That's not a problem for me because I don't have money." But when you have a love for money, it consumes you. You can be greedy. You can be selfish. You can be your relationship with God is affected, your relationship with your family, other people is affected. You envy others that have money, you're jealous, like there's all kinds of things. And like your future, you're just like, oh, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get more money, and it just consumes your life. So I wanted to make that clear that you don't have to have money to have a love for money and be in that sin, basically. Think of all the things that money brings that's bad. There's, you know, people have divorce over financial problems. There's people that threaten to, you know, take their own life because of money problems. Even rich people are consumed by it, so they're so afraid of, like, the market crashing or bankruptcy, and they just go nuts and, you know, yeah, like that. Now, this story, this actually is a true story. I heard it once. There was a lady who had just won the lottery. She wasn't a Christian. Her whole life, she just kept asking for one big break, and she got her one big break, obviously. She won, like, $3.5 million, and she thought everything was going to be better because she had money, and she's like, I'm a millionaire, so I'm happy, right? Not so much. She ended up feeling, like, more empty than before because she thought she'd be fulfilled by it, and she wasn't. She actually became a Christian through that experience because she started to realize, basically, there had to be something more than this, than material things. So she came to know Christ through that, and that's pretty a pretty good story because a lot of people are like that. When we get something, we want more and more and more, and money can't find you happiness, obviously. A couple good Bible verses. You've heard this one before. Actually, the end of this, we did it as a memory verse. It says in Matthew 6, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. Your heavenly Father knows what you need, and here it is. But seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and all the things will be given to you as well. And then the other one, also very important, also in Matthew 6, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. And then the key verse is, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In other places it says you cannot serve two masters, you cannot serve God and money. And for a lot of people, that's a big deal, and they can't handle that. They want to serve both. But think about that when it says store up for yourself heavenly things. We can't take anything to heaven with us other than heavenly treasures, like people and
relationships.
Yeah, heavenly things. One more verse to share with you. 1 Timothy 6 says, for we brought nothing into the world. We can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we should be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. You know, a good example here is Jessica Simpson.
Yes, another good.
Did she have money?
Good Christian girl growing up. And then when they had a glimpse of money, her dad, I think, was a preacher. And when they had money, it all changed.
And TV Cribs also.
You're right.
What happened with her dad?
I think he was a preacher, and then when they got like a sniff of money when she started getting popular.
Hold on the guy thing and said,
yeah.
He became a big producer. It was. Became a producer, I guess.
Leaving their show, Nick Lachey and her show.
Yeah.
Like part of the reason for the divorce was arguments over money, over like the show and stuff, and bad.
She sucked in The Dukes of Hazzard.
All right. She might be listening to this. All right, I got a few more points real quick. As we play this game, Deal or No Deal, obviously it's to have fun, but part of the reason is to also remember what we talked about while we play the game and think of... You may not have seen the show. People go on this show and other game shows, and they're absolutely greedy. Like, you're always like, take the deal, take the deal. And then when they don't take it, it's like, oh, I hope you lose now because you just turned down $200,000.
Yeah,
you're greedy.
Like they're
hope you lose. I hope the million comes in the next case, you know.
You see their true selves come out.
But basically, being money hungry is going to get you nowhere, and not a problem with having nice things and getting money and all that good stuff, but... You know, Christ needs to be the center of your life, not money, obviously. And this, honestly, is an issue that can define you as a Christian, like godly or worldly. Like, this is one of those things that is way up on the list of who are you. Are you a follower or are you a world follower? And I thought of this kind of analogy to close. Howie Mandel is the guy's name who's the host of the show. Think of God for a second as the host of the show. And think of this. He's opened up the box and he's saying, take the deal, press the button, take the deal that I have given you, which you may not see all the treasures that you'll get later, but trust me, it's the best thing you'll ever have. Or close the box, say no deal, and take your chance with worldly things. And it's kind of like, I mean, this little analogy, I almost thought about doing like a sermon over it, because it's like God saying, hey, I've given you everything you need, deal or no deal, take it or leave it. So think about that as we play the game. And yeah, that's all I got for now. What we're doing, here's how we're doing it. I've got my, well, I'll take this in there. I got the projector set up. Kind of a little tournament, like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game on the computer. We're going to project it up. We're going to see who can get the most on that. It's a quick game because there's 30 seconds per question. And then three lucky winners, three of you will get a chance to play Deal or No Deal for real money in there. $15 is the main big prize. And, well, I'll tell you when we're in there, but if you're not playing the game, you're going to be the models holding the suitcases. So, hey, there's financial peace in that room over there. So we need to go to our room, but don't talk, because they'll get mad. Team on three. One, two, three.
There is no I in team.